All right.
Yeah, I was 9 when we started this. And you were probably, what, 24?
Oh, fuck you. Welcome along to Season 2, Episode 15 of 30-something Gamers. That means we got 25 mainline episodes in. 25. How's that make you feel, Boxy?
Feels like we should end this fucking season, if you ask me. It's dragging on.
We've only just come back. We had a gap for like 2 months or a month. I don't know. It seemed like ages. We've only done 2 episodes and you're already asking for a friggin' break.
Well, the hiatus was a joyous time. So I just want to capture that feeling again, longer.
Right. Well, let's just move on before you start acting on those feelings, because I can't do this on my own. Too much work. So, I took a bit of inspiration from you recently, actually, Boxy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, one of my last review, please, you said I sounded like Gollum. So, I thought...
Who was supposed to be Richard Bloke.
Richard O'Brien. My Richard O'Brien from the Crystal Maze sounded like Gollum. So I just thought, well, let's lean into it and let's do our review, please, this week. Because, of course, listeners, we would love you to leave a review. Think of all of the time I put in these previous episodes making these up, and all you got to do is click for 2 seconds. Are you ready for my... Now, before the episode, this is why I said I'm going to sound like a dick. Because, Boxy, I was going to listen to a few videos of Gollum and Schmeagol to get the voice in my head, and I completely forgot. Because when I first wrote this and I was sitting in the car, right, I was doing first aid training this week for work. And at dinner time, I couldn't abide the small talk, right? The small talk was on the level of someone said, oh, you got the same birthday as me daughter. Then this other person said, when's your birthday? And they're like, oh, 14th of February. And then like Sandra or whoever went, oh, mine's the 16th. Like, fuck off, Sandra. That's not remarkable. That's not exciting. So I had to get out of there. So I'd go and eat my lunch like alone in the car. Like I was planning on shooting the place up. And then... I started writing my notes for the script. I thought I'd do it. So I was sat in like an industrial estate in a car park doing an impression of Schmeagol, seeing this next script, and realised I thought I was okay and I'm really shit at a Gollum accent.
Did it take you back to your childhood, Tom?
What?
Sat in a van in a car park.
I wasn't in a van. Why did he put us in a van?
I don't know, it just sounds like you were in a van.
It sounded like I was in a van. Yeah. Now, why in my childhood was I in a van in a car park?
Northerner in an industrial estate has got to be in a van, surely.
No, why?
It just fits the image, doesn't it?
Oh, right. Whatever. North-south divide, all that shit. Right, let's move on. Let's get this. Please don't laugh too much through it. Are we ready? Are we ready? He is Gollum asking us for a review.
Sorry. Sounds shit.
Yep. Precious listeners, yes. Clever little gamers they are. They listens to the 30-something gamers. Yes, they does. Funny men. Arguing about old games. Sweet old retro treasures. Our favourite it is. But... they doesn't give stars, does they, precious? No, nasty listeners. Keeps the shiny stars all to themselves as selfish Trixie. Please, lovely listeners, kind and generous they are, yes. Give us 5 precious stars, won't you? Just a tap, a click. Easy, my love, easy. Helps the podcast grow big and strong, it does. If they don't, we might have to send the orcs after them, precious. We wouldn't want that, would we? No, we want to be friends. So leave a review. Give the precious 5 stars. Do it for us. Do it for my precious podcast. What do you think of that?
Best Richard O'Brien I've ever heard. Well, It would just sound like fucking Yoda for half of it. But I know there is a lot of crossover there with that.
There is in the impression, and also I feel like I started off with the first like sentence okay, then the longer it gets on, I'm just all over the shop. It's the same with all my accents. If not accents, if I'm doing an actual person, I feel like I'm okay at the start, and then I'm fucking all over the place.
Sounded good, mate. I had my precious out the whole time.
I could see it's what egged me on. It's what gave me the inspiration to keep going. Thank you for
Yeah.
that.
These review, please.
I don't know if they'll
I
work. We're
mean,
not getting many reviews.
no, we've had about as much fucking outcomes as an Amish television salesman. It's absolutely terrible. We've had about what, two,
Yeah, but
three?
at least that Amish television salesman won't have autism.
What's that got to do with anything?
Did you not hear Donald Trump?
Oh, he's don't take paracetamol.
No, well, but basically he's come out like saying don't take vaccines and stuff, but he all based it on his general ideas and thoughts. This is I try to stay away from the news because it's depressing, but this is what I get the gist of it was. He was like, look at the Amish, they don't have vaccines and they have really low levels of autism.
Yeah, but they don't go and check themselves out, so
Don't
how do they know?
like come at me, like it's not me. I'm not Donald Trump.
You look a bit like him. Young Donald
I am the
Trump.
whitest man ever. I look nothing like that tangerine. And I mean, I don't know why his first connection wasn't the Amish grow their own food and don't eat loads of processed shit.
You look like Donald Dump.
I was trying to be like topical there. Let's just move on. I tried to be topical. I tried to bring the highbrow politics, and you respond with the phrase, "You look like Donald Dump."
Donald Frump.
Right, okay, let's move on. So next we are on to what I've been playing this week and Boxy, chill your passions. I know it's normally you that mentions this, but since the last time we have recorded, I have been playing Silent Hill 3.
I know you have.
Yeah, I've been
Chimed in
streaming.
every now and then.
Yes, I saw you pop in every now and again. I mean, I leave gifts on your streams, but you obviously don't feel like you need to reciprocate. But
Yeah, but talking about my reciprocation, like you've got probably tens of thousands of pounds in yours. I've got about £1.40 in mine. So what do you want me to do?
well, it does. It's not. It's the percentage. You just send. If you just send me, if you got £1.40, £1, then you give me 1/40th, no, 1/140th of your wealth. And that's lovely.
It's
It's all
literally
about the
like.
It's about the jester at the jester. It's about the
It's literally
jester.
like I'm a beggar on a street and you're some spiffy twat walking past and you taking money out of my hat. That's what it is the equivalent of.
I would stamp on your hat and piss in your dog's face.
This
I'd say, I'd say, I, wh
how
why is
how
why is why is there a beggar playing fucking jazz drums in the street? It's doing me head in.
it's in the Vicar of Dibley where they're trying to show how evil this guy was and they're saying, well, here's an example. You see a beggar on the street, what do you give him? I give him a kick, tell him to get out of the way.
Anyway, Silent Hill 3. So I've been playing it. A year ago, I hadn't played any Silent Hill games, and since I've started streaming, I played Silent Hill 1 last October. Obviously, it's spooky season. And a few months ago, I played Silent Hill 2, and then I'm playing through Silent Hill 3 at the minute. And I have to say, Boxy, this is my favourite of the three so far. Really enjoying it.
Seriously.
Yeah, more than two. Definitely enjoying
Wow.
it.
See, I
And
think three's overrated.
oh, I'm not finished it. Obviously, don't spoil anything. But someone said I'm up to like the last main area. I've just finished the amusement park and just taken out Alessa. Alessa, isn't it? Yeah, Alessa. Just taken out her. I don't want to give too many spoilers away. I know it's a really old game, but I know for a fact there'll be lots of people who don't play it, because this is what really annoys me. Someone came into my stream as I'm walking around near the start and just went, "Is that what's the name of the baby in the first one?
Elf.
Is it
Can't
Sybil?
remember.
No, Sybil's the policewoman, isn't it?" Anyway, they said, "Oh, is that the baby or something from the first Silent Hill?" Lot, and said the name which begins with a C. Can't remember off the top of my head. And I was like, no, this is Heather." And then like played on for a little bit, and then the next comment was like, "Oh, I've just noticed your first playthrough, and I've just been like, oh, you've just spoiled it for me, haven't you? This is going to end up being the baby from the first one. Yeah. And it just annoyed the piss out of me. The title of my stream was First Silent Hill 3 Playthrough. And they come in and they're just like, oh, is that give spoilers away? Please don't do it. Like, when I play through games, especially when they're new, I'm not, people call it backseating. I don't like backseating. I've got lots of people in the chat and stuff who know the game and they know what to do. And obviously they've got all access to the internet, so if they want to, they could spoil or tell me where to go, whatever. And what I do for the purpose of streaming it is I'll go through the game on my own. But there was like one part where we're in the subway and I get lost. I was going around for ages. I hadn't found the map, so I was just getting lost. Didn't know where I was. And that's pretty shit to watch on stream, you know what I mean? It gets monotonous. So at that point, I get the chat to give me a nudge. And I say, look, where's the map? Can someone nudge us towards the map? And they'll go, oh, it's right near the start, near the ticket booth. So I'm like, right, I'll go and find it. And then I continue on. And that's okay, because I think it keeps the stream going. I'm not spoiling anything. I haven't had anyone help us with any puzzles or anything yet. I've been able to do them. To be fair, the puzzles aren't too hard.
How do you find the Shakespeare one? It's like the first puzzle.
See, I mentioned this as the puzzle came up. Arm said, I'm sure, oh, Shakespeare. Boxy said this is one of the hardest things of all time, where you need to know. We had a quiz.
Yeah, you do, but it's only if you put it on, like, the hard difficulty.
Oh, right, okay. I had it on normal. I didn't have any. I had a normal.
Okay.
And I just put the books back in order, and I was like, what's he talking about? That was really easy. I was expecting to have to get out the works of Shakespeare. Right, that makes sense. But I, there's two things I love about Silent Hill. Firstly, when you start the game, you have a difficulty setting for not only the action, but for the puzzles, which I think is a great accessibility little thing, because there are thickos out there who want to play Silent Hill, you know what I mean? Give them the easy mode, let them go through. Goes completely against your hot take from season one, where you said there shouldn't be any at all, and it's your beloved series, just saying. And I want to know who did it first, because it's a long time since I played the first Resident Evil, and so when I normally play it now, I play the PS4 version, which is like the GameCube port, which is a really good sort of remaster, whatever of it. And I'm pretty sure it does it as well, but when you use the map and you try to go in a room, it like ticks it off. And if you can't get in the room, it scribbles it out. And if you haven't been in the room, there's nothing on it. So you can look at the map, and rather than just walk around aimlessly, stuff looks the same, you can see where you've been. And when I'd miss things, I could go at the map and go, floor 3, there's a room I've not been in, I can go in, something must be in there. Or I can look at which rooms I can go in and think, I didn't spend much time in there. And I think that's really, really cool. But I'm sure Resident Evil does that as well. And I'm sure Resident Evil came out before Silent Hill, but I don't know whether it was on the original or it was only on the GameCube version, because that's the only one I have in my mind at the minute, and whether they sort of used it. But it's just, it's such a good little system that I think should just be used much more. It's really cool.
I think the ticking off thing is a good idea. I think Silent Hill 2 definitely did the, you can go in this room, you can't go in that room, but it didn't do the tick off thing. So you could miss stuff quite easily. I say that's the only downside with Silent Hill, is they hide the items so in the darkest places and just like on a table somewhere, and you just easily could miss it. I think it's in number 2 where you can just walk past the gun. So easily.
Well, I was in number 3, I've actually just put up a video, I think it's tonight, literally before we started recording, just a clip from my stream of the flashlight. There's literally two boxes against a wall, and there's like a small silver bit in between them, not even on top of it, in between them. And I'd missed it first time, and then obviously once you've been in every room, you got, right, I've got to go in every single room. And I was fuming when I saw it. But what I have noticed as well is, if you miss the map and you don't pick it up, Silent Hill is a rough ride. Without the map, they can be easy to miss. It is just really rough. I think when I first went into Silent Hill and I was going from the motel to the hospital, I didn't find the map. I went and I was just running around in like the obviously the fog, the mist. creates such a low draw distance. It's not as if you can see something in the distance and think, I'm going to go towards that. You're literally running towards nothing. But I feel like I've just bitched about it, but I'm really enjoying it. It's cool. And
I think the only thing, like, it's a good game, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But like, what I don't like about it is there's no real like build up. It just starts and you're immediately in the action. You're like in the shopping center and you've got monsters just piling on you, mm-hmm. and you don't know what's going on. And it's a bit like, okay. And she's just dealing with this, and
do you not
and
think,
then the,
though,
the story kind of comes later.
Yeah, do you not think they went for that angle? Because the first couple of games, obviously the first one's PS1, second one's PS2, so you've got different hardware and stuff. But going into Silent Hill and finding out what it is about is the mystery. The second one, it's sort of that again, but you've got better graphics so they can like tell that story again. Whereas, oh, here's Silent Hill. As soon as you turn up at Silent Hill, you know shit's about to go down because you played two games of it. So I think maybe they thought, well, they tried of doing, right, well, let's start the game where you're in the action and the mystery isn't actually what's happening in the town. The mystery is, who is this girl and what's her story? And I think the reveal of Harry Mason being her dad, even though it was sort of spoiled, I don't think it's the biggest, like, oh, my God. I think it's quite well spelled out.
Yeah. I mean,
so
it's
not the biggest
because
surprise.
Because it's like a... It is the sequel to number one, really, even though, you know, two is its own story.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always thought Silent Hill was better when it just did single stories and not try and carry everything on from, like, number one. Mm-hmm. So, like, Homecoming kind of taps into number one a little bit as well with the cult kind of angle.
Yeah.
But I love two because it's just so simple and it's just one bloke's journey and it's not anything to do with the cult. It's just how it fucks with him.
Yeah.
So,
well... But there
each
we go.
Their own.
There we go. So now your beloved series Silent Hill I'd never played and I couldn't give you shit about, but you do like the wrong one. Silent Hill 3 is better. And I will continue to go on. So I will play 4 and then when I get enough money, we'll start to play Shattered Memories and Downpour and all that jazz. But we'll just work our way through it. So yes, I've not been replaying much else. I've still been dipping into Helldivers every now and again. But again, for me, it's less about the game there. It's more like about a multiplayer sort of meet-up, catching up with people and chatting on, having a good time with friends playing that one, which I did notice that you put in your top 10 list of games that you would never play. Basically, because I know you've got no friends. I'll play with you, Boxy.
I got my absolute taint torn in half from that video.
You see that? The reason you got your taint is because it went a little bit viral, didn't it? I saw you on, like, 25k views or something at one point. I don't know what I got up to.
It did quite well, I think, for a couple of reasons. One, I put Fable on the list, and I said I've got no interest in playing Fable.
And you give people... me shit for rage baiting.
You know what? I am going to make a video about this, because when did we get to a point where, like, just sharing an opinion is suddenly Karen rage bait?
No. I'm not having that, because you say this to me. You say this to me all the time.
I just do it to wind you up.
Yeah, but I'm exactly the same. I think as long as you're giving your opinion and it's real, it's not rage baiting. If you are saying things for the sake of winding people up, that for me is rage baiting. When I talk about the stuff in the same sort of thing as you, saying I'll never play Fable, and you've got lots of people who love Fable there, you just play smart with it and you put the games that you know people will disagree with first. And then you just add a bit hyperbole and just exaggerate a little bit and they'll lose their shit. Especially if it goes a little bit viral, that's when the crazies come out. Do you know what I mean? If it stays in your community, you're okay. But when it goes viral, the crazies come out.
Trust me, the crazies did come out. I've had private messages and everything. People getting very upset with me.
Well, but, it's your own fault.
Yeah.
Rage
so Fable was the first one that people got upset about. Helldivers 2. And then... people don't watch the fucking video because I said, look, I don't like playing online games. I don't like playing multiplayer because I just like, it's kind of me time. It's, you know, it's my sort of thing. And I don't want to go online and play competitively with people. That's just not my idea of fun.
Yep.
And people were like, Helldivers 2 isn't competitive.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say.
And I'm like, yeah, I get that, but I'm not talking just about Helldivers. I'm talking about general online multiplayer games. Like, And that's what got people really wound up, because they were like, "What are you on about? Like, Helldivers 2 isn't competitive." And I had so many messages about that. I was like, "Watch the video, and you'll see that I then start talking about online multiplayer games generally, and that's what I'm referring
Yeah.
to."
He
And
is.
surprisingly, no one got pissy about me putting Final Fantasy on there. I thought
Nobody.
people, not many, maybe like one or two.
Yeah, maybe one right here. I just skipped through the video waiting for you to say Final Fantasy. I thought there's no way he is making a video about this and he's not going to put Final Fantasy on, if not just to piss around with me. But I knew you were going to do it, to be fair. But here's a tip for content creators then. Exactly what you've just said there. When you talk about Helldivers, obviously you went on to explain it in your video. But if you put, I think it's especially the gaming sort of niche and community, they love being like right and they love knowing stuff. If you put any information that's wrong in, they will lose their shit. That's when you will get people interacting with your videos, comment and stuff like that. Just that's why there's loads of people do stuff wrong. There's a creator I know, watching stuff and does things. There's a lot of CX stuff called Kale, and he pronounces Pepsi, or no, or he pronounces Oreo, the biscuit, Oreo in every single video, and you want to see the amount of comments he still gets of people going, "Who's he said Oreo?" It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. People, if you do a nice, good video, great facts, informative pieces, no one will watch it. You say the word Oreo wrong, boosh, millions of views. It's honestly
People had a
ridiculous.
real issue with me not drinking my tea as well. I had like 20 comments of people saying, "You just pick up your tea and you don't drink it." And I'm like,
Do you
I
know?
felt like saying, I don't reply to those comments because they're just fucking wasting my time. But it's like, you do realize that like, I'm not going to film a video and film me drinking tea.
It's a
Like, that's
prop.
just bad editing.
But no, but talking about it, the cup of tea did rile me, and it wasn't you not drinking, it was your continuity. Because there was one shot where you picked it up and then you had a cut to like another part of talking about the same game, and you picked it up again where you should have already had it. So mine was more of a continuity error that I was bothered about. I don't want to
Yeah, but
seem as.
you're the type of pedantic dickhead who notices stuff like that.
It's when you edit videos and stuff and for like so long and podcasts and stuff, you look for the. It ruins things for you. It ruins things. Anyway, yes, that's
Anyway.
what we've been playing. So, the most exciting theme tune in all of podcasts is about to grace your ears. Get ready for a musical serenade from our man Boxy.
It's that time again. All together. Da, 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 da. How am I supposed to know that? Although we might have to change it because you have been doing surprisingly well
Yes,
recently.
on the last quiz where you said this is really hard and I would win if I only got one, and I basically got everyone right.
We might have to change it to da, 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 and all that.
It's a subtle but needed change.
So, yes, this is trivia. This is my favorite part of the podcast where we find out whether Tom is a true gamer or whether he's one of these posers who thinks that Wind Waker is what you call a horrific early morning fart. Now, this week we are talking about taunting.
Okay.
So, a lot of video game characters have very famous taunts that they shout at the player or their whoever. And I have picked some of the more choice ones, and you've got to guess what game they're from. And you get a point if you know who said it as well.
Okay, can I just check that you didn't look for these just to have a whole round where you could shout stuff at me that was abusive and get away with it scot-free?
Well, there aren't many games who have a go at Northerners, so there aren't too many.
Okay.
So, first one, we're going to start easy. You should get this. And it's going to be very difficult to not do these in accents because I kind of feel these complement each other with a nice bit of acting, but I will refrain myself. We need to sound back. Okay, here we go. I've got balls of steel.
That sounds very Duke Nukem.
It's our boy Duke.
Yeah, definitely. Balls of steel. Yeah, if
I'm
you'd done the
Duke.
accent, it would have made it obvious.
I've got balls of steel.
Have you got any other Duke Nukem quotes, or can I throw some out there?
I came here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm out of bubblegum. Or is that
I'm going to be a kick ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm
chew
all out
bubble?
of
Yeah.
bubblegum. But it's stolen from a film, that one.
Oh, that's from They Live.
Yes, with that's so Rowdy Roddy Piper was the first person to say that one. And the only other quote I know, seared in my brain for the amount of times I pressed the button to make it happen in Duke Nukem 3D, was "Shake it, baby." I was
There's the one in Duke Nukem Forever where they're trying to make a hilarious, like, meta joke where the twins are noshing him off or something, and they say, "Was that good for you, Duke?" And he said, "Yeah, it took 14 years. It must have been good," like referring to the game, but the game's terrible, so it didn't really work.
Yeah, I think I tried to play that and I got through to like I had a there was a massive alien in a football stadium and I rocket launched its bollocks and then I was like no. And I'd regularly play through bad games and it was terrible, truly terrible.
I hate Valve puzzles. Anyway, next one. What is a man? A miserable little pile of secrets.
So, do you want Alucard or Dracula?
Well, Alucard is Dracula backwards.
Oh,
Mm.
yeah, Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
You're doing well. Okay, let's
Yes.
kick things up a notch.
Okay.
You spoony bard.
Oh, I feel like I know that you spoony bard. Is it a main character that says it?
I don't know.
All right. Okay. You spoony, but it sounds very witchery. It sounds like something you'd get shouted in Fable or Witcher. But then, you spoony bard. I'll go for The Witcher 3. So, Geralt.
No, this is your sort of area, so I'm surprised you didn't get it. It's a Final Fantasy game. Do
All right, okay.
you want to guess which one?
Is it a voice acted one? Because.
I think for the age, probably not.
Right, okay, well that's harder because I can't hear the voice of it. You spoony bard. That's not Final Fantasy VII. It's gotta be Final Fantasy IX. It's they're more like medieval. So I'll go for who's the main character in Final Fantasy IX? People are gonna come at us because this is one of my hot takes. I'm not a big fan of Final Fantasy IX, and everyone goes, "Oh, it's a masterpiece." Main character's got a fucking tail. I just go
Yeah,
for
sounds
yeah.
shit.
I'll go for Vivi because that's the best character in Final Fantasy IX. But I don't know.
Okay, all spectacularly wrong. It's Final Fantasy IV,
Oh,
apparently.
fuck.
And it's someone called, hang on, Teller at Edward.
Have no idea. I've not played anything before six.
Call yourself a Final Fantasy fan?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just
Right.
because I'm a fan of Final Fantasy doesn't mean I have to like every Final Fantasy game.
Well, you
Is
are
there any
a
shit Silent Hill games?
Homecoming, you could
Yeah, there
argue.
you go. So shut up. Get
But
on.
I quite like I
No,
didn't
get on.
mind Homecoming.
No, you're just saying that.
Okay. Next one. I will enjoy feasting on your bones.
I will enjoy feasting on your bones. It's one of those quotes where if you don't know, it could be anything.
Yeah, that's like any bloody question though, isn't it?
No, not really. And,
Oh, it's one of those questions where if you don't know the answer, it's wrong, isn't
no. Good questions. If you don't know the answer, there's like little nuances or clues in the question to lead you to it.
If I did this in an accent, you would probably get it.
Okay, well, I'll go for who's got over there? I'll go for Gollum out of the shit Gollum game. We'll keep it all
No.
Lord of the Ringsy.
So I'll do it in his
Do it. Go
voice
on
and
then.
see if you can get it. I will enjoy feasting on your bones.
Still have no idea.
Oh well, that was I thought it was quite a good impression. It's Killer Croc from Arkham Asylum.
No, you sounded not reptilian at all.
Well, you do Killer Croc then.
What was the line? I'll enjoy feasting on your bones.
Mine was so much better than
No, it
that.
wasn't.
You
In the
just sound like my
comments,
old.
let us know who is the best killer croc right down there, right now.
Way more menacing than that. You just sound like a disgruntled neighbor. Right. Last one. If you get this, then you've kind of got over half points, so you could say you've done all right, but we'll see. Oof, you've lost a lot of progress. That's a deep frustration, a real punch in the gut.
Do you know what it is? You didn't do the voice, but you did do the cadence.
I
And I'm
did.
going to go with GLaDOS from the Portal games. No?
No, no,
Oh,
no, 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 no.
see the quote again. I in my head, I thought I had it straight away, and then I stopped listening. I got too
Oof.
arrogant.
Oof. You've lost a lot of progress. That's a deep frustration, a real punch in the gut.
Is it the narrator from Stanley Parable?
You're warm,
So
but
is it Stephen Fry?
you've got the narrator side of it,
It's the
but
narrator from
it's not
Fable
Stanley Parable.
3.
Think about
I thought this
a
was the easiest
viral,
one.
think about like a viral game.
Or is it the narrator from where you're in the pot with a hammer? What's
Yeah.
that game called? Getting Up. Is it Getting Up? Something?
Nope.
That's the one thing. What is it? I don't know. The man in the pot with the hammer. I never played it. I don't know the game, but I can imagine that line being very annoying. 'Cause I've seen people drop from like the top, and I think I would throw my PC out of the window if that happened to me.
Yeah, it's Getting Over It with Bennett Foddy.
Is he the one who made it, Bennett Foddy, or is he the
Yeah.
narrator?
He's the narrator.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
What a prick.
Yeah.
But no, interesting game. Did
It
you ever
is.
play that?
I didn't. I've seen a few people playing it. I honestly think I would die of heart failure with how high my blood pressure would go. Because the more if I stream that, the more I get frustrated, the worse I would get at it. So you know, like when you fall and then you're trying to get another piece you've already done, I would just not be able to do it. I go on and on and on. So that for me, that's a streamer game. Like,
It
who's
is,
gonna
yeah.
want to play that for enjoyment?
It's a rage bait game. It's to
Yeah.
get a reaction.
Yeah,
That's what
and
it is.
there's loads. I think I was probably one of the first ones. There's loads based on that now, whether you're climbing up when you're jumping on stuff and gets knocked off and stuff. And they're cool for like the streamer game and reactions and stuff like that. But like in an actual game to play, it's based on janky controls and stuff like that, isn't it? So it's not good. Anyway, if you can think of any world-class taunts for me or for Boxy from a video game, please put them in the comments on Spotify or Amazon or wherever you are listening to this lovely podcast. To be fair, I think I can only see comments on Spotify, but I forgot. This is how bad we are at this thing. We do have an Instagram and we do have a TikTok channel now. So if you want to go to there, 30 something gamers, and add on your taunts there, we will have a little look at them and we will insult each other for a change. Sound good?
Wonderful. And on
Excellent.
that note, let's close out this turkey. Da, 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 da. I'll tell you now, mate, I played 8 games this week, but I didn't finish an out of them.
I finish games to completion. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway.
No, you don't. You
No.
come to me every week and you say things like, oh, yeah, I've played 4 games this week. I played a bit of this, went back to the other one. And it's like, well, what happened?
No.
Well, I don't
If you,
know. I only played like 2 or 3 hours of
no,
it.
last stream, I was in between games because I was waiting for Spooky Season to play through Silent Hill 3 and a few Resident Evil games. So I didn't want to start a full game. That's the only reason. I've been playing Silent Hill all my streams. Right, shut up. Anyway, you are Mr. Ragebait tonight. You can jog on. Let's move on to our next section. Because we're on the internet and we make some sort of podcast, of course, we have to do a tier list. It's contractually obliged. If you make any content online, you have to make a tier list. So today, what we're going to do is make a tier list of consoles, mainline consoles from around the time me and Boxy were born. No jokes about, oh, you were born when the Pong was out. You haven't seen your mind and see it and see the wheels turning. So let's just piss on that.
I won't piss on your Magnavox Odyssey 2.
Yeah, oh, there we go. There we go. That's what he was waiting on. Anyway, so we will post this tier list up on the Instagram so you can have a look at it when we finish with it and rip it to shreds. But the problem with this is we're going to have to rank some consoles worst of all time. Then we move up to shit tier. Then we move up to okay tier. Then we move up to great tier. And finally, super fantastic, which is the top tier we have. The problem is me and Boxy don't have our own lists. We have to come to a compromise. And as if you've listened to this before, that is going to be hard. Now, I've found a tier list, rather than making it myself, which would have took ages, that has like 93 consoles on. We're not going to do 93 consoles. It's got consoles like the Gizmondo and the Google Stadia. What we will do is I will go through those and the ones that are the sort of the mainline consoles from around the 1990s. I say around because I was born in the 80s. They're not going to be in order. They will just be in the order they come on the list. So the first one that we need to put on the list, Boxy, is the OG Xbox. Now, did you own an OG Xbox?
Well, I didn't, but I had a lot of people around me who had the OG Xbox.
Okay. So when you hear OG Xbox, what's your initial thought?
Halo.
What's your initial thought of tier ranking? Let's actually do the feature we're trying to do, not just shouting fucking OG Xbox games at us, you prick.
You said what's the first thing you think
right.
about.
You know what I meant, though. Well, we've been doing this 25 episodes.
You're clearly going to want to put this a lot higher than I'm going to. But I'm looking at this on the basis of what original IPs did it bring.
Yeah.
And apart from the Halo franchise, what else did the original Xbox have? I mean, Gears of War was on 360, wasn't it?
Yeah, you could play games like Jade Empire, which is a BioWare game. You could play like Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, which is a PC game. But I'm sure you could only play it on the original Xbox console-wise.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah,
maybe.
And those are quite beloved games.
Could you play DVDs on the original Xbox?
I'm going to say yes. I think yes.
Because that
came
was
out
what the,
after
gave
the PlayStation
the edge to the
2.
PS2.
What gave the edge to the PS2 as well was timing. PS2 was out for a long time and OG Xbox got delayed because I was going to get an Xbox after my N64. And then we got a PlayStation 2 just because it got delayed that long and I couldn't wait because I was a child with ADHD.
Oh, it had Splinter Cell as well, didn't it?
Yeah, but so did PS2.
Oh, okay. I thought it was an original IP.
A lot of people say a lot of these games, and I watch a few streamers who have collections of that, run better on the Xbox. It is much more powerful than the PS2. It's got like Half-Life and stuff on it, and PS2 does, but it runs better on the Xbox. However, for me, I can only put it at okay. Because I got at the end of the PS... Like, this era was PS2s, and if it had came out at the start, I think it might have been higher, and it just, for me, in its era, it wasn't even the best in its era, so how can you put it any higher?
The only thing I would give the edge to Xbox was the startup screen. I thought it had a fucking awesome startup screen.
Yeah.
That kind
the green
of planetarium
sort of
feel to it. But yeah, I agree with you. I'd put that in okay.
Oh, there we go. We're on a roll. So it looks like they sort of put them up in... we've got Xbox 360 next one I'm trying to say. I don't know what I'm calling my words. Xbox 360. Now, I think I'm going to want to put this higher than you are. Obviously, you know my thoughts on this game, or I wouldn't be going for a full collection of Xbox 360 games. For me, this is super fantastic. This is top tier.
So what are the rankings? Top tier?
Top tier, so S, great. Okay, shit, worst of all time.
I mean, I will compromise on a great, but
why?
It's not top tier.
Right, in that era, why would I get a PS3?
Because when you have a phrase associated with your console that is the Red Ring of Death.
Yeah, but PlayStation had one as well. Maybe not as prevalent,
but
they had one.
That's what it boils down to. No, PlayStation was your loyal... companion who never let you down, whereas the Xbox 360 was the leery drunk guy who was fun for a bit, but then he pissed himself and puked in the taxi.
No, he didn't. He did not.
He was very unstable.
He
was very
unstable, the fun one
the
at the party.
He was very unstable, the Xbox 360.
PS3 was the one at the party in the corner, not taught anyone, reciting facts. Do you know, I'm actually more powerful than the Xbox 360. No one gives a shit. You haven't got Gears of War. You haven't got the Halo series.
Well, all right, okay. Let's dive into that then, if you really want to. Mm-hmm. So, Last of Us.
Well, we're not marking the...
No, I'm talking about original IPs that came out.
Yeah, but we're not doing the PS3 at the minute, are we? I'll compromise with you and I'll go for great. I'll go for great. There are some other systems I will fight for S more, but I will go for great.
Negotiated.
Love I'm compromised. I am. I'm compromised with that. Xbox One. Where would you go for Xbox One?
I'm very confused with what is the Xbox now?
So we got original Xbox, then you had the Xbox 360, then there was the Xbox One, which is PS4, then you have the Series, Xbox Series X, which is PS5.
Their marketing bloke needs shooting. It's terrible.
It is.
I put that in the shit tier.
I am with you. We have agreed on everyone's, well, maybe not so much the last one, but so much. Again, I moved from Xbox One to PS4 because of how shit the UI is. And when we get into the... We talked about this. When we get into the eras of PS4, PS5, that type of things, for me, there's not much difference. So it is the UI and how it works and stuff like that. And they were trying to promote this, like, multimedia device with the Xbox One, weren't there, rather than, like, a gaming machine. And it just tickled me where I didn't want to be tickled.
Didn't it have a built-in Kinect as well?
You got Kinect with it. It wasn't built in, but it was a bit more of a sturdier one than you got with a 360. It was like a big thick one. I did enjoy playing on that big thick one because I played Alien Isolation on the Xbox One, and it would pick up your voice and your sounds for the alien to come and get you. But that all that needed was a speaker, sorry, microphone.
The Kinect was a bit of a dark time, I would say.
Yeah.
The iToy was so much better, and that was about 10 years earlier.
Yeah. So where would you go with Series X then?
Because
it's
hard
for me because I've never really played on a Series X.
Well, neither have I. But like reading about it, and like I love my PS5, although I think this is a pretty shitty generation in itself. But because of the Xbox Game Pass, even though all the press at the moment about them raising their prices and people cancelling their subscriptions, like originally that was a really good idea. And I like the fact that you can play... Xbox are really good with letting you play older titles compared to PlayStation, because PlayStation just want your money if you ever want to touch anything which is pre-2010.
You should not be touching anything pre-2010.
Very good. But, yeah, I mean, more respect, I would say, than the Xbox One.
Yeah.
But I would... Maybe the okay tier, just because...
My logic and... where I'm going to put it is exactly the same. Okay, I've not really played it, but I've heard really good things about it with mainly the Game Pass. Now, obviously, like you say, the Game Pass has been sullied recently, but I think they've done a very clever practice of getting everyone hooked on it, getting them subscribed up, showing them how good it is, then saying, right now, we're going to up the price. So I think they'll keep a lot more people on Game Pass than if they'd went in to that price straight away. People would have got to sign up for it, if that makes sense. So... I'm with you. Okay. So the Xbox systems at the minute we've got, great was Xbox 360, okay, OG Xbox and Xbox Series X, and shit, we've got the Xbox One. Because to be fair, following on from the 360, I think they had a great sort of momentum with it and how many people they picked up in the console market compared to the OG Xbox, and they just fumbled it, didn't they? Really fumbled it.
Xbox just... They don't have good IPs. I think that's my main issue with them. Like, they have Halo, they have Gears of War, and they've milked those as much as they possibly can. Mm-hmm. But what else have they got? Like, there isn't...
Nothing.
You know,
I mean, I know a few titles, but, like, I know what you mean. There's no big, like, things jump out at me and, like, say, oh, look at me, you know, like a God of War, an Uncharted, or a Last of Us. No more, like, series that big in it. So I'm happy with those. So let's move on to some Nintendo consoles. So we'll start with the NES. As lots of people used to call it, the Nintendo. This is what a Nintendo was. And this was so popular, everything got called a Nintendo. You want a Mega Drive? He's playing on his Nintendo. You got a Super Nintendo? They're playing on the Nintendo. Games consoles were called Nintendo. This is supposed to have saved us from the crash that happened a few years earlier. What's your thoughts on the NES?
I mean, it's one of those things where, like, there's obviously so much respect there because they're so iconic, and without that, we wouldn't be where we are today. Have you read about the like marketing blunder that was trying to get the NES into the UK market? Like, they massively fucked it up. That's why you don't hear many people in the UK having an original NES.
Yeah, I always think in America, Nintendo and Super Nintendo is massive. That's the console people had. People don't talk about Genesis as much. Obviously, they do. It's a massive country. But for me in the UK, Mega Drive was king. Like, Sega was king in the in like where you would see people talking about in the playgrounds, what you would see on TV and stuff. Just Sega got it right when it came to marketing it in the UK.
Yeah, there was like a big issue or something with getting NES consoles into the UK market, and that's why it didn't take up too much in Britain. But, I mean, I kind of think about... I mean, I've never really completed an NES game. They're too difficult.
You've never played Mario? The original Mario?
Obviously, I've played it. I've never completed it.
No?
Not without doing cheats.
Oh, it's same old boxy. I'm a Sega guy, and even I've beat the original Mario. It's a rite of passage.
Well, congratulations. Have a bun.
You always get snippy with me when I've done something you haven't.
I'm not getting snippy with you.
You say congratulations, have a bun? That's a little snippy.
Windmilling your dick around just because you said you completed an NES game. Congratulations.
I'm windmilling my dick around because you said you've never done Donkey Kong.
What? The original Donkey Kong?
Well, the original Donkey Kong's on NES. I don't know, it was an arcade
game. The original Donkey
game.
Kong's fucking hard.
It is hard. But back then we used to play games over and over again until we were good at them. Well,
Original Donkey Kong where you're Mario climbing ladders to get to the top of the... Him throwing barrels
down. Yeah, throwing barrels at you. Yeah.
You completed that.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Why have I not completed that?
Because it's one of the most difficult arcade games out there.
And it's been out since like the year I was born, actually, 1987. So I've had 38 years to have played.
I think you're chatting so much shit.
You're just aggressive. Anyway, I'm going to put it in okay. I'm same as you. I was a Sega boy. I've not played it much. You talk to people who probably like were older, like 15, 16 when it came out. They would probably wax lyrical about the NES and about what came before it. It was huge. But for me, my ranking, it is huge, which means why I can't go and shit. But I can't put it any higher than okay. I can't put it in the same tier as Xbox 360. No way.
I've got a bunch of them on my Raspberry Pi thing that I've got. And it's always one of those things where, like, I'm going to play this and I'll play it for about 5 or 10 minutes and I just think, you know what, actually, I'll play something else. They're iconic games for what they are.
Yeah.
But holding up today, past my era, like, I was born in 91, so didn't really grow up on it. Yeah, I'd say okay tier.
Yeah. To be fair, most of my knowledge and... of games from the NES comes from the Angry Video Game Nerd and watching all his videos. So that doesn't want me want to go back and play them. If I know that he focuses on the bad ones. But every now and again, I do have a thing of going, ooh, I've never played Metroid. I'll go back and play Metroid, you know what I mean? But when I do that, and I'm not saying I did with these other ones, I beat those ones I said properly, I'm not lying. But if I went back to Metroid, I'd probably emulate a new save state. You know what I mean? Just to experience the game, but not have that crush. Because you don't have that, I've got all the time after school and I've only got two games anymore, do you? You don't want to be, you'd stuck with that game for months. So let's move on to what I think we might disagree on. And this is our last one for today. Next episode, we will continue on until we finish our console tier ranking. And it is the Super Nintendo.
Right, I'm going to go straight in here. S tier.
No.
Yes.
No.
It has to go in the S tier.
No, it does not go in the S tier.
Yes, it does.
It cannot. If I can't have Xbox 360 in there, you can't have the SNES. Tell me why it should go there. Tell me why it should go there.
Because it holds some of the most pioneering games of all time.
So does the NES.
Yes, but they hold up so much better on the Super Nintendo. You can play Super Nintendo games now and still have an amazing time.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just say this then. Are we going to be putting next week? Are we going to be putting Mega Drive up there? Or will you be having...
I'll have to get my debating trousers on for that
one. This is what I'm saying. But all I'm going to do now is I'm going to listen to your points and just probably regurgitate them back to you next week when you're saying Mega Drive shouldn't go there. So tell me... some more. The games hold up. They've got some pioneering games. Anything else?
I think that ultimately what it comes down to. I mean, the controller's fine. Controller's fine. The tech is fine. It's 16-bit. The move from 8-bit to 16-bit was a significant change, which you can really tell. I mean, compared to what we have now between PS4 and PS5, I can't tell the bloody difference. But just look at what they bought out at that time on the Super Nintendo. Super Mario World, Yoshi's Island, Earthbound was on it, Donkey Kong. Think about the pre-rendered backdrops in Donkey Kong. Think about the world in Super Mario World. Think about what it did for game design. F-Zero, think about Star Fox, the first kind of 3D game. There are so many, but it started it all off. Where we are now, Super Nintendo did it.
With Mega Drive? And there's a lot of things. There's so many games on the Super Nintendo that run better on the Mega Drive. There's
like
so many
what?
Games where like even like games where they're different, like Aladdin on the SNES versus Aladdin on the Mega Drive. So much
I'd
better
argue
on the Mega Drive.
I'd argue that Aladdin on the SNES is better.
You'd be arguing wrong anyway.
No, that on the Super Nintendo, Aladdin is so much more fluid. There's more rhythm to that game.
No.
It's all about platforming, whereas Aladdin on the Genesis is just about going around stabbing people. That's
fucking
there's
little
any
things
game.
That you're saying, like, Star Fox pioneered 3D polygons and stuff like that for the graphics and stuff like that. I think you'll find, was it VR Racing on the Mega Drive came out before it? That had 3D.
Yeah, because everyone remembers that game, don't they?
Well, I do. When you said it pioneered it, it started it. VR Races is not a good game. I'm not saying it is. But Star Fox isn't the most amazing game. It's better than VR Races. But I'm pretty sure that came out first. So we can't be saying it's pioneered 3D and stuff like that. And all the games were, for me, very same-ish. Slow platformers where I feel Mega Drive at the time had slow platformers and stuff in there, maybe not as good, but then had games that had real speed and
Sonic reaction, and that's about
time. No, I think games like Alien Soldiers, the side scrolling beat 'em ups, Streets of Rage, Golden Axe, stuff like that, all on the Mega Drive. What you got? Final Fight on the Super Nintendo, and it's the worst version of it. It's got to go in great. It can't go in super fantastic for me.
But you're comparing it to the Genesis.
Mega Drive, we're not American.
Okay, fine. But you have to look at it as on its own merits, and you have to appreciate what that console did.
Yeah, it did a lot of things, and I've got one, and there's some great games. I enjoy playing Goof Troop. I love playing Goof Troop on it. I've got Legend of Zelda.
Contra 3, or as it's called in Britain, Super Probactor or something like that.
It's a weird name for some reason.
Castlevania 4. I mean, there's so many iconic games on the SNES.
I just can't go super fantastic.
I think, trust me, in the comments, if people don't agree that Super Nintendo belongs in the S tier, seriously.
Right.
I mean, all
right. Right, I'm going to be the voice of reason, and I will allow it in there.
But only if I put the Mega Drive in
there. No, I'm not going to say that as well. I'll fight my own corner when it comes to that one. But I feel like there's a lot of the points that you said that I agree with. I don't have the nostalgia as much as you with it, but I did play on it a bit because my friends would have one, and I do enjoy going back to some of the Super Nintendo games, and it is a long time ago now, so the fact it's held up that long, I will give you it. I would have put great leaning to S tier. So as soon as you want S tier, we'll go there. Are you happy
Wonderful.
With yourself? You're happy?
Yeah, and I do need to point out that Tom is actually in charge of the mouse, like, placing these things, so he could say all this, but I don't really know. He might put it in the fucking shit.
I could say this, and then you check the Instagram after the episode goes out, and you're like, you bastard.
Everything's wrong, yeah.
Well, yes, we will put up on the Instagram, 30-something gamers. I'll try and knock it up onto the TikTok as well. I'll not try, I will. So drop us a follow there. Drop comments on where you would have placed those games, consoles. And let us know, have I been too lenient on Boxy? If you agree with me that it should have been in great, please put a comment in. If not, just stay quiet, eh? No one needs to hear what you got to say. Anyway, we'll move on to the best section of the whole podcast. You all say it's because it's near the end. We just say because it's amazing. Well, I say. And it is Game Busters. So, Game Busters last week. I'm going to give you a clue, a cryptic type of clue towards a game's name. And you have to guess the game and I will give you the answer next week. Last week's was Mound. It's the sixth grapheme. What did you think that was, Boxy?
Silent Hill. Don't know.
Well, if I said it's very topical for when this episode's coming out, what would you think?
Silent Hill F.
It is Silent Hill F. F is a letter.
A, well done.
B, C, D, E, F. It's the sixth grapheme.
Clever. Yeah. I mean, I got the Schmound thing quite quickly.
Well, I thought the Schmound was a real giveaway. I thought once I've said that, you're going to know it's a Silent Hill game. Not my best work, but talking of not my best work, I just keep impressing myself with my clues. Are you ready for this week's video game buster?
Well, someone's got to be impressed. Go for it.
Miss Goody, this is the land that you have conquered. Right, don't give any clues because the listeners will be there. Miss Goody, this is the land that you have conquered. So I will put that up on our Insta and our TikTok as well. Pop it in the comments on here. Pop it in the comments on our Insta, our TikTok. See if you get the answer. Do you have any clue at all, do you think, Boxy?
Don't. Is Miss Goody a reference to like a TV show or something?
Oh, it might be. But we're going to end it there. Thank you so much for listening into the episode, episode 15 of season 2. Thank you if you've been joining us from the start. If you haven't, go back and listen, man. This is, do you know how much time we don't have? We're adults with jobs and children. Just do it. Just do it. And go and follow us on Instagram and on YouTube, please. Thank you very much for listening. And it's a goodbye from me.
And it's a goodbye from him.